Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 541. Science Faction, your not-so-weekly corona update. The numbers are as follows for today, January 31st, 2021. Worldwide infected, 103.5 million. U.S. infected, 26.7 million. Worldwide dead, 2.234 million. U.S. dead, 451,500. Really closing in on that half million number dead in the U.S. here quite quickly, considering we were just at 400,000. We also here in the U.S. have 24.5 thousand serious cases, far and away above everybody else, and 9.9 million active infections, way above everybody else. As an example, there's like 25 million active infections worldwide, and 10 million of them are in the U.S. So clearly a very significant problem in this country. All right, on to articles. Now, I almost didn't do an episode this week. As I said, I'm only going to do episodes now on the coronavirus as interesting or important news comes out. I almost didn't do one because there weren't a lot of interesting and important news, but there were about two things, and that's, I'm actually going to interweave them because it's an interrelated story, but two issues that I did think were important enough to cover, and those are new vaccines and new virus variants, both of which we've talked about before, but some of the stuff that's come out in the last week is interesting enough that it justifies a whole episode. So let's talk about two new vaccine candidates you're going to be hearing a lot about. There's Johnson & Johnson and Novavax. They both released their vaccine results this week, and we have seen some pretty interesting findings. So Novavax is one we've talked about before. It was the one I told you is the one I'm most excited about coming out because it is done with a totally different style. It's done with nanoparticles that have proteins on them that resemble the spike protein. And so this is a completely inert molecule that is basically just holding up the spike protein for our body to locate and destroy. And there is some interesting findings about how quickly we could deploy these and how they might be very effective, et cetera, that we talked about in some of the preliminary results released in the fall of 2020. And Novavax to me seems like it's not only an interesting concept, these inert nanoparticles with, you know, spike protein jumped on the top of it for our body to learn how to fight. Like, that's a very interesting thing. Just like mRNA was very novel and interesting as well. A very interesting idea. But it might be that things like this can provide a more robust defense later on. We're still not sure, but very, very interesting. The other is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is an adenovirus one. We've talked about this before. It's similar to the Russian one. I think the Chinese have one that's like this. This is only a one-shot adenovirus one, though. So unlike the mRNA ones and the Russian vaccine and some of the others, you only get one of these shots. And what adenovirus is, and I might, by the way, be pronouncing this wrong, it might be like adenovirus or something like that, but basically it is a virus that is present in chimps. It doesn't really cause problems in humans, like you can get infected with it and it's not really a big deal, but they basically take this thing and they smash the spike protein on top of it, and then again, it just acts as a vector for that spike protein to be introduced to your immune system. Your immune system can fight it without worrying about getting sick because it has a spike protein, but it doesn't have the other parts of the virus that would make you sick. In this case, they used adenovirus 26 for the Johnson & Johnson shot. Very interesting, both of these coming out. They show different promises and different results. Something like the Johnson & Johnson was shown to be something like 70-some-odd% effective in the U.S. It's not as good as the Moderna or Pfizer stuff that was at a 95%, but keep in mind, a great flu shot is like 55 or 60%. So these are really good numbers. You know, if you took Moderna and Pfizer out of the fold, these are great numbers. These are things we would pray to get from any vaccine before. Remember, we talked about when we first started the vaccine trials, we were hoping to get 60%. So something like 72 is great. But its overall effectiveness is down at like 66. And the reason is because a lot of the trials happen to be in South America and South Africa, both of which are experiencing huge outbreaks of different variants of the virus that seem to be able to work their way around the existing vaccines a little bit. You know, obviously there's some protection it grants. Right now, the South African variant, which we've talked about a few times, 501YV2, also sometimes called B1351, this South African variant is incredibly contagious. It has, in a short time, in like 2 months, essentially completely taken over South Africa. It is now the most dominant strain there. People who previously had gotten sick with the regular strain of coronavirus are now getting sick again with this strain. And it's kind of terrifying. And some of the trials were being done just coincidentally in South Africa for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as this was coming out, they hadn't planned this or anything. It's just that's where they were testing. And they showed that it was way less effective, down in like the 50-something to 60-something percent effective against this particular variant, or at least against in South Africa, where this variant is prominent. And so we're seeing the reason it's 72% effective in the US and, you know, way less effective there, at least we think, is because it's the different variant. And that means that it does still offer some amount of protection. It's just not nearly as high as it is against the normal standard strain of SARS-CoV-2. They're finding the same thing in South America. And right now we have some different strains running around in South America, specifically in the interior parts of Brazil and other places like that, that seem to also be able to reinfect people. We talked just last week about an entire town in Brazil that, you know, had gotten heavily infected early in the early summer of 2020. And now many of those people are being reinfected. So it seems like their immunity to the standard variant did not protect them against this new variant that's in Brazil right now. Now, neither of these variants are the British one we discussed a few weeks ago, B117. That is a totally separate one, and it also overlapped with some of the testing results from these new vaccines. Again, just coincidentally, they didn't know these particular new strains were coming out or something like that. They were just doing their normal testing, and these strains took over in certain areas. They found out that the Novavax vaccine had an efficacy of about 85.5% against B117, which is great. 85%, huge. But that dropped all the way down to 60%. 25.5-point drop. And again, you know, we think it's, you know, 90-some-odd percent or something. It's higher against the standard strain. It's 85.6% effective against the UK strain B117, but only 60% effective against the South African strain B1351. That is really unfortunate, because that is a huge drop off of efficacy and a really scary one if you want to think of, you know, what that means in terms of population demographics. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, we talked about that dropping in effectiveness. It dropped down to 57% efficacy in South Africa, and it depends on what part of South Africa you're looking at, but it really does seem to be because of that South African strain B1351 or 501YV2. I don't know why they have to give them so many names, but either way, that South African strain is so able to avoid the antibodies from the standard SARS-CoV-2 or vaccine that people seem to be getting sick again. It is doing better at avoiding them. Now, again, 57% is still great compared to nothing. So it's not like, oh, forget these things. Now we don't need them. Now what do we do? Just scrap them and get rid of them? No. We still need to get these in arms as quickly as possible because they still provide a significant amount of protection. It's just significantly lower than it does against the standard strain. So that's just kind of what I wanted to break this week. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the different variants, the South African one, some of the stuff that's going on in South America, re-reference what's going on in the UK, and that one has spread. B117 is now spread. It's endemic in the US and many other countries. Quite frankly, we just found out a few days ago that the South African variant, B1351, is in the US as well. We already knew it was in 30 other countries. We found it in two separate unrelated people in South Carolina that live fairly far apart that have not traveled outside of the US. So it looks like we've got the South African one here as well as an endemic infection. And I'm undoubtedly some of the South American ones will be coming up too. It's sad. And yes, these vaccines will be less effective against them. But the more people we get vaccinated now, first of all, the less likely it is we have another mutation, because the less people infected, the less chances it has to mutate. So less likely we are to have another variant that's really dangerous. And most importantly, the more protection we have, because 60% is still 60, it's still good, right? It's still not nothing. And if we get enough people who are 60% immune to this thing, then we get enough people that can create herd immunity and it doesn't spread as much. So it's still really important to get these vaccines, even with their lowering efficacy. As we've talked about before, even after you get your vaccine, even after you get the second shot of your vaccine, even after a week after you get that second shot and your immunity is all the way up, you're still going to have to do some masks. You're still going to have to do some social distancing, depending on who you're around, because we don't know if you can then still carry the virus and transmit it to somebody else. There's some interesting results from Moderna that suggest maybe not. Maybe you are completely immune to the virus. But if it's possible, you don't want to be the guy. It's like you're rolling around with a bulletproof vest, right? Because it can't hurt you. You've got the vaccine. But you don't want to be just shooting bullets randomly into crowds, because not everybody has that bulletproof vest yet. Let's try and get everybody on the same page. Doesn't mean, you know, that everything's going to be this exact same. You know, if you are then in a situation with other individuals who've also been vaccinated and also gone past a week or two past their second shot and everybody looks good, there might be situations where we can resume to normal type of social activities. But we just kind of got to ease in and be careful. And I urge everybody out there, if you have the availability and it's around you, go get that vaccine. Get it. It's not just for you, but it's to take a link of transmission out of the chain of transmission, and it's to help move towards herd immunity. If you are able to do it, it's probably one of the most important things you can do that will be the most likely thing to save somebody's life. By the way, I used to give this exact speech for years on Science Faction about the flu shot. You know, it's one of the cheapest, easiest things you can do to save people's lives. It probably won't be your life, but you won't transmit it to somebody else, and someone down the road will live. Now, even more so for coronavirus. So if you have the option and the ability, please go out and get that shot and help take yourself out of that chain of transmission. And until then, stay safe. Keep everybody around you safe as well. And we'll see you back here later this week for Science Faction 542.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.